Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Eating Salads. It's me again, Austin Crosby. I'm standing here in the dark, the very dark. We turned the lights off a little early tonight because we were watching an amazing 4K Blu-ray. The cinematography was nuanced, to put it one way. The transfer was pleasant, to put it another way. But it is a movie that, I don't know, it wasn't exactly... Dude, how do we put it? How do we put what I'm trying to dance around here? The movie that we watched is Clue. One of my favorites. An amazing movie. It's not exactly blow you away visually, but they spent a lot of their resources on cleavage. Is that fair to say? They spent a lot of film on shots of cleavage, basically. And that's what came across really well. That and wood grain. And, I mean, it's a movie where the house's ambiance is important. It's in the same vein as Mouse Hunt, Jumanji, The Addams Family. It's one of my childhood absolute favorites. I love Clue. Christopher Lloyd. Dude, what's the one guy's name? I'm blanking on it right now. Tim Curry. He's fun. Maybe a career best performance from him. And of course, we had the triple ending. Three possible endings. Which is just a fun novelty that should have been utilized more in films. But that was a quirk, you know? I don't know. Maybe it's just not worth it anymore. But there used to be alternative endings on DVDs. I watched even a crazy documentary about that. What's his name? Oh, that's going to drive me crazy. The movie was 1408. John Cusack. Samuel Jackson. Haunted hotel room movie. That was one that also had multiple endings for different reasons. But that used to be more common. You saw that on DVDs. What else? Boy, today was big because we woke up and gardened very early, watered the garden, planted some creeping pontonella, Casey did, some gallardia, blanket flower, some, what else? A bunch of sedum, moved some rocks around, cleaned out some leaves out of some beds, raked. And then after all that, feeling hungry, we decided to go sign up for Costco membership. We resisted their upsell, I think calmly and collectively. I did the math later. My intuition was just, I said this when I walked up. I was like, you know what? I found out that the membership is $60 a year. And I thought, you know what? That would be fine even if you just added it onto a few purchases of hot dogs. That would even out. I've gone to places for the novelty that would cost more than that over the year if I went a few times. I think a lot of this stuff, it's important. You don't have to justify it too much. If you live near something that's a luxury, you might as well utilize it. And I don't think that everyone lives near a Costco. We don't live near an IKEA. We did in Atlanta. We occasionally utilized it. Here, the IKEA is a little far away. But we do live near enough a Costco. So, yeah. That was a weird one, man. What did we get, you ask? Well, what did we get? We got paper towels, toilet paper. Those were the big items. We did eat lunch there. Hot dog, pizza, chicken bake, frappuccinos. Yeah. Am I forgetting something? What did we get? Oh, I saw a thing of whiskey that had a really cool bottle. It was scotch, and I liked the bottle. I liked the box. It was about Tokyo. And I thought I read on the sign that it was $40, but it ended up being $100. And we didn't notice until we got home. And it all ended up, it was like $240 worth of stuff. Oh, I got some pants. I got some, like, comfy pants. And it would, and yeah, I don't know. I thought that's fine. We'll enjoy the whiskey. If you go out to have drinks at a bar, it's like we did that this weekend. We got two drinks. It was $30. So, whatever. We'll have some whiskey. And then I did the math later. To be upsold to the $120 a year Costco membership, you get 2% back. You would have to spend $3,000 for that to make sense. But if you did spend $3,000, which I don't know, man. I mean, if we used it as our only ever liquor store, that's not enough. We don't buy that much liquor. I mean, it's very, very rare. But I could see, okay, now we're gonna have to make sure to go get the Kirkland vodka once or twice. You know what I mean? We're gonna have to take advantage of it. We'll get our olive oil there, our mayonnaise, our toilet paper, our paper towels, Q-tips. Well, some of that stuff, you know? I mean, if you were gonna get a television, again, like I went and compared because I just got that television and their prices weren't better. They were the same. I got my TV on sale and their TVs weren't on sale right now. But they do have a 2-year warranty on stuff you buy there. My mom got us our scooters. Our first electric Segways she got there. So anyway, if you were gonna get appliances, they tried to sell us solar, and we were like, we already have solar. Barking up the wrong tree. Yeah, it was weird. And we came home and watched Clue. Casey made delicious. Oh, we got a rotisserie chicken. That was the big thing. So we know what to get there. You have to do your research. People say eggs. You get like 70 eggs for a few dollars or something like that, you know? So it is what it is. Thank you very much. Oh, no, we used the Caesar salad. We made a Caesar salad with rotisserie chicken, and it was really good. Thank you very much. Come again tomorrow.